This is program number LW2577. Well, you know, there's a lot of people across this country of ours who have eye problems. In fact, the trouble with their eyes gives them so much problem that I guess you could say their eyes control their lives. You know, I want this, I want that. It was Benjamin Disraeli who once said, "Talk to a man about himself, and he will listen for hours." He had a point. Jack London was a man who was once the world's most highly paid writer. During his popularity, he, believe it or not, liked to be called Mr. God. Can you believe that a man would have such a passion for himself? Obviously, his eyes controlled his life, too. Shakespeare wrote a long time ago, now it was in his play Hamlet, that he wrote these words, and I think what he wrote fits a lot of us today. Here's what he said. "What a piece of work is man! How noble in reason! How infinite in faculty! In form and moving, how express and admirable! In action, how like an angel! In apprehension, how like a god! The beauty of the world, the paragon of animals!" And on he went, describing the very thing I'm afraid controls too many of us. I was watching TV the other night, and I don't even remember what the commercial was advertising, but all of a sudden I heard a girl on the commercial say, "Yes, Mama, I am pretty." I think the girl's developing eye problems. Maybe you've seen another commercial on television, one advertising perfume or soap or something like that, and the girl says something like, "It may be more expensive, but I'm worth it." Eye problems. You know, there are some who are so proud of themselves that the only time they enjoy a conversation is when that conversation is about themselves. Have you noticed how some people listen? Or rather, maybe I should say how they don't listen. Maybe you're talking to a friend, you know, and you just know you're telling him something very important, and you come to the climax of your story, expecting his eyes to get bigger and his mouth to flop open, thinking he'll say something like, "You're kidding." But instead, he just sort of nods his head as though he's expecting you to go on. You know what happened? He's not listening to you. He has only been waiting for you to come to the end of your sentence so that he might break in there and tell you something he knows. And then you're disappointed. And that's an understatement. You feel like you've been in a tug of war and somebody just let go. It's not any fun lying flat on your face. But it all goes back to having eye problems. The old ego has stepped in, waving a banner called rudeness. Too many people have eye problems. They're convinced that it's only what I have to say that's important. It's only what I think, what I feel, what I want that matters. Let me ask you a question. What is it that controls your life? Now, there's something that controls all of our lives. We're like puppets on a stage, and someone or something pulls our strings. You know what it is? It's whatever you decide is most worthwhile in life. It's what you treasure the most. That controls your life. And for a lot of us, it's eye problems. We constantly want to step into the spotlight, and we think of ourselves first. Everybody else takes second place. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says something that it sort of just strikes out like a bolt of lightning. It says, "Honor one another above yourselves." Think about that one today. People who have eye problems are people who are really suffering. They are. And the cure is found in the medicine chest called the Bible. You get rid of eye problems when you honor one another above yourselves. Today, find someone who wants to talk, even if he wants to talk about himself. And sit there and listen and be interested and respond as he expects you to respond. While he may have eye problems, you will, in the process, be getting rid of yours. Honor one another above yourselves. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life. I think you'll like it. I think it might help. What Controls Your Life? I'd like to send it to you. It's absolutely free of charge. There's no cost, no obligation. Let me send it to you. What Controls Your Life? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.